Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, we're live. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. It's like we're having a heat wave. Oh, my goodness. I'm loving it. I'm probably not in the majority here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Mr. Benny, I want to give a shout out to you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Staying cool.
Yeah. Are you a heat guy, or are you, what is the temperature you're liking?
It's not too bad. You know, I'm a typical high of 75, lows of 75 type of guy, so we'll go from there.
Well, I have to tell you, I was doing some garage work over the weekend, doing some stuff over the weekend, right? And it was really, really heated up here, but not quite like it's going to be today. And I just love that sweat just coming all off my body. I don't know what it was about that, but I was so fired up. Of course, you have to make sure you drink plenty of water. And it's just absolutely amazing. For those of you out there that are listening from our affiliate WBOQ and CBS, you guys are probably thinking, what is she talking about? Well, we're talking about Seattle, where most of the time it's gray. And so on days like this, that the summer actually starting a couple of days earlier, doesn't usually kick in until July 4th, we're jumping up and down at the Barbie. That's it. We're like saying, all right, we got to get some of that stuff and throw it on the Barbie. That's what we're doing. If you don't have a Barbie, then you go out like me and you're going to get a Barbie. That's a barbecue. And so, Benny, what are your plans for the 4th? You got anything juicy going on?
So far, we're just going to hang kind of low-key, maybe go to one of our friend's house and see the fireworks on Lake Washington, but that's still kind of up in the air. And, you know, we're kind of a last minute on that day in particular. And, you know, it is supposed to be a beautiful day anyway, so regardless.
Well, I got to tell you, Bothell, Washington, the home of the 4th of July parade in Bothell, Washington, one of the most amazing parades for children I've ever seen, actually. The chairs were lined up on the streets, the main Bothell Everett Highway. The chairs were lined up starting over the weekend because what people figured is we're not getting any rain. We're going to start to line these chairs up. I love the Bothell Parade. So that's what we're doing. Myself, my buddy, my friend's grandchild, we're going to be going out there, hanging out, Bothell Parade. That's where we're going to be kicking that off. That's kind of like a high point for me in the month of July. I want to thank everybody for tuning us in, turning us on. What we've got going on is a great show, and I just need to bring Dr. Jen Royster on the show here, Benny, because this is really kind of amazing. What do miracles feel like? I was just talking to Laura Longley, and we were talking about miracles, and we were kind of talking a little bit about our lives. Laura Longley is the host of the Laura Longley Show. Dr. Jen is the host of the Dr. Jen Royster Show, which we're going to be talking about here. But today's show, what do miracles feel like? You know, I don't think I've ever had anybody ask a question like, how does it feel? We talk about miracles, and when they show up, we also talk a lot about what happens when miracles don't show up. But today, what do they feel like, and why is this important? This is important so that we understand that we're in the groove of things. Dr. Jen is joining us here today. You know, she is internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, energy healer, and visionary. She has degrees, Doctor of Divinity, ordained spiritual minister, master's in metaphysics, Reiki master, and beyond all of that, she has inspired so many people through her writing, her speaking, her teaching, her knowledge, and her discoveries in life through articles, through her channeled angel messages, which are amazing, radio, video workshops. I mean, she is the representation of the divine yes that we say in our lives. Because when things show up and we're given gifts and we're recognized for our talents, which all of us are, then what is our job then? What are we to do? Are we to sit and think, or are we to say yes and move on with our lives in service of other people? That's what she has done. Now, we've talked a little bit with Dr. Jen about her early life. Today, it's all about miracles, but it's also about making sure that all of you know about her upcoming radio show, what that's going to be about, how to get a hold of her. And I don't know, we might have time to open up the phone lines. Dr. Jen, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on here.
Hi, thank you again for that incredible introduction. And it's always fun to hang out with you, Dr. Pat, because your energy is just so upbeat. I think that's why your listeners love you so much, because you just lift frequencies of energy just being who you are. So thank you for being that.
This is really cool. I was talking to Laura before the show because we were chit-chatting a little bit about our lives, and Laura's going to be moving into the Monday spot pretty much. She's going to be having the Monday spot. And so what's happening is, you know, I was asked the question, how did I learn or where did I learn a question like this? I'm going to ask you this question. How did I learn or where did I learn how to be so inspirational? You know, where did I learn about this place of gratitude? I want to start by asking you that question. What was it in your life? Where did you learn about the energy of this, the energy of inspiration?
Wow.
When did that come to you?
I love that question. That's a fantastic question, because honestly, when you're in the thick of a challenge, and I've had my share of them, but literally that determination just wakes up. And that's what happened to me. And it did happen at a younger age, but I went through several trials, but it went through a period where you just find that there's something, it's like this energy, this light, this switch that just kicks on inside when you are going through something. And then all of a sudden there's this aha moment that, my goodness, if I can get through this challenge, what it was like before when it wasn't there isn't so bad. I can do a lot more than I thought. That was what inspired me, because I saw the strength building and the stamina building by going through something that I didn't think I had the strength to go through. And then when you do find your way through it, you're inspired by your own energy, which is a beautiful part of the oneness that I feel that we're all a part of, that spark of us that is the thing that creates and ignites self-healing or miracles. And you realize that you are a part of this. It's very exciting, and that's what did it for me, and it does it over and over and over. So when I saw that I could do it with this particular challenge, I started applying it even when there wasn't a challenge or a struggle. I started applying it everywhere, and then you start seeing more and more little miracles or more and more smaller things start to pop up. My health changed and improved. Everything, my relationships, everything shifted when I started approaching everything that way. But it started with a challenge, being in the middle of it, feeling like, am I ever going to get through this? And when you do, and you find, wow, you're stronger than you realize, that's what inspired me. Because I think that was what your question was. What did it for me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, this is, here we are now, even on beautiful days like this, you know, there are people that are really having a tough time in their lives. And, you know, I'm reminded about this. And it's interesting, because you're right. It was in the struggle that I figured it out. It was me coming home one day in a summer of 69. That sounds like a song, right? Summer of 68.
I've heard that song. Been to that concert.
Summer of 68. Yeah, coming home. Summer of 68. Here we are. Summer of 68. Coming home one day and finding my clothes on my front lawn, and my folks saying to me, "You know what? You're out of here." And living in my 61 Volkswagen, and really getting a sense of I had literally like $1.19 to my name, right? Mm-hmm. Figuring out, oh my God, I got to use that for gas. Or I got to figure out how to get food and water. And I remember thinking, I live in New York, the home of the Port Authority. Now, if anybody knows the Port Authority, it is one of the busiest hubs around where people come and go to get on trains, to get on planes, to get on buses. And I had seen people at the Port Authority asking for money. Off I went. And it was where I learned how to be so grateful. And I didn't come out with my real story at first. It took me the second day to tell what happened to me. The first day it was all about, you know what? I lost my wallet. I need to get back home, and could you spare some change? And what I remember about that is thanking people profusely, because honestly, Dr. Jen, I didn't think anybody was going to give me any money.
I know it. And when you go into a mode where it's such a humbling experience, the ego has to be defeated. And it just defeats the ego, and that's what I call it, because you think, oh, I couldn't possibly. And then you go through something. I can't go into detail about some of mine because of other people involved, or I would go into it. But I had, bottom line, had the clothes on my back and was literally escaping for my life. Let me put it that way. I'll keep it very specific, but I can't go into detail because of safety for certain situations.
Right.
Unfortunately, I can't do that. But I found that I was so free and so happy in this moment where I had nothing. And I remember thinking about Buddha and how he just renounced all his worldly goods. And I went, you know what? If I can do this, I can do anything. And I completely built my life back up from having everything was gone to that. And overcoming the fear and not being afraid to now be talking on radio or be in a public eye again, you know, not being afraid. I mean, I had to release a lot of fear. But when I was at a point where I am not afraid anymore and I will not live in fear anymore, because the fear is the illusion that holds everybody up. It also causes all the distress and the frozen lock, and you don't feel like you can do it, and so you don't try at all. And it really does cause the anxieties. And it all the energy that happens with illness is connected to all this stress and all these things. And, I mean, you can talk to a scientist about it. I mean, I know I've read up on Bruce Lipton a lot.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's proven it in a Petri dish. And, you know, but energetically in the way I'm doing it, to be quite honest, I don't need it proven to me in a lab, because I have experienced it and I feel it and I've seen it. I've seen people cured of terminal cancer when they changed an energy about an emotional pattern. And I mean, I've had a client that was a spontaneous healing, is the way they put it in the books. The doctors did. They didn't know what to do with it. The guy was, you know, really seriously on his way out. They had written him off, and I worked with him, and that was at a point where I didn't know if I could handle it. And when I said, and this is where it worked, and this is where spirit showed me, this is how you do it. They said, well, no, you can't do it. You're never going to have enough if your ego thinks it can. You just let us do this and we'll go through you. And when I just said, okay, you've got it, because I don't know how to handle this kind of thing, that's when I saw it. And that's when, you know, you learn as a healer in energy work, you're not doing any of it. You've just got to allow it. You don't need to keep it. You don't need to, you know, be in charge of somebody else's suffering or their recovery. You're just allowing that connection. It's actually easier than we make it. And,
well,
you know, and the perspective and the mindset and the, you know, just the way people believe is affecting all of these things.
So I love it, because when we come back, we're going to talk about what's possible in this energy of miracles. You know, what is it that holds us back from believing that we have the unlimited potential to experience the miracles that all of those people we read about have done before us? You know, what makes us the same, if not more knowledgeable than people of thousands of years ago who are experiencing miracles all the time? When we come back, Dr. Jen Royster, my very special guest today, we're going to be talking what examples of miracles feel like. And then we're going to be talking about how they're tied to our emotions, thoughts, and What about that SC? Yeah, that spiritual crisis. Who out there hasn't had them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. You're hearing a lot about gluten these days, how bad it is for you and how you need to avoid it altogether. Wheat is really getting a bad name, so I've come up with some tips to help you avoid becoming gluten intolerant. Number one, avoid all processed foods. Not only are you getting altered wheat, but you're also getting a toxic cocktail of GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, preservatives, and artificial ingredients that can cause anyone to become allergic, not only to gluten, but to all kinds of foods. Number two, when enjoying bread products, make sure they are organic and artisanal if possible, with no soy at all. Soy is linked to leaky gut syndrome, which causes allergies. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. What do miracles feel like? With Dr. Jen Royster joining me here today. Dr. Jen, before we open up phone lines and carry the conversation forward, take a moment to tell folks about your show a little bit here, when it's on, when we're going to kick it up, and how they can find out more about you.
Ooh. Well, we are premiering on Transformation Talk Radio July 11th. And we are 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And we just put this up, but our premiere show is going to be about hope, the glue that holds us together. And we'll be taking callers, and we're putting out hope in the world. So that's what we're going to be opening up the show with. And if they want to learn more about me, they can go to my website at JenRoyster.com, JenRoyster.com. We have everything over there, or they can look at the show page right there on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I love it. I love it. Here's what we're going to do. We have got, this show today is all about you guys out there. What do miracles feel like with Dr. Jen Royster? We'd like to open up the phone lines for those of you out there that are in this place where you need a little help with the frequency, the pattern of energy in your life. What is energy healing all about? And it's not only about the body, but it really is about the mind, the body, and the spirit. Whether that's physical, emotional, or spiritual crisis, they're all connected. Today's show is a special show for all of you guys out there. Dr. Jen would love to be able to help you integrate all these so you can begin to create that shift, step into that miracle that is really your birthright. Let us do this. As she and I continue to chat for a minute, I'd love to open up the phone lines and invite you guys to call in toll-free for a live on-air reading with Dr. Jen Royster, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, with one of the top internationally known intuitive counselors right now of our time. 1-800-930-2819. Dr. Jen, while Benny is going to be busy working on that, you know, we said we were going to talk about what examples of miracles feel like, but also, I also mentioned to the listeners that, your idea is that these are all tied together. And that even if we master one of these, there's still the other two hanging out there. So can you talk and give us examples of what miracles feel like, and how does that represent the integration of these?
Okay. I'm going to give you a personal example that is a simple one. And this can take bigger intensity into a major illness like I was talking about, like miraculous healings of cancer or something like that. But let's bring it back down to a realistic, simpler approach, and one that I had recently. I've always been I've done everything. Athlete, I was a dancer, when I was younger. Well, I had all kinds of injuries from that, and to the point where I never thought that I could actually run. Okay, I believed I could not run. I could do all kinds of exercise, but not run. Well, then spirit and angels do just flat out just bring me strong messages. They said, we want you to start running. This was about 6 weeks ago. I went, what? And I'm actually having an argument with them. I'm saying, you got to be kidding. You know, I can't, that injury I had in my left foot, it's just not going to work. They went, trust us. Now, this is what can happen, and I'm talking about this because a belief is the mindset. The belief is the energy that's controlling what you're experiencing in any of this thing, okay? So I'm believing I can't run, and my foot's hurting, my joint's hurting, all that, and this is on the left side of my foot or by my body. So then they said, no, trust us, and they wouldn't leave me alone about it. So I finally said, okay, let me try this. So I did a half step. I learned, and it dropped right in front of me. Run 1 minute, then walk a minute, and then the next week increase it. Run 2 minutes and walk 1 minute and keep doing that. So I went, well, maybe I can do that. I'll try that. I did that.
Wow.
I'm up to 7 or 8 minutes now. I think this week is 8 minutes, and I'm doing fine, and the joint doesn't hurt. But when I first did it, when I got to the 4 minute mark on the fourth week, all of a sudden I felt, because my beliefs started shifting, I started realizing I can do this. And then they started giving me more messages, and they started saying, they were like these personal trainers from spirit. They were coming in going, don't stop, keep going. And for me, personally, I was getting so excited, and I thought, I actually can do this. My beliefs started to shift. And when it started to shift completely, like, you know what? I really can do this. I started claiming it immediately. I felt the surge go all the way up. And this was the releasement of the energy that I'm talking about. I felt the surge go all the way through my body and up. And boom, it doesn't hurt anymore. It's gone.
Wow.
It's gone. Now, there's lots of different things that can cause that. Now, that's just a simple example. So you know what? I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going until I get to 30 minutes straight. And I can't believe I'm doing it, but yes, I can believe I'm doing it. So the belief is the biggest thing. You believe that, okay, I'm going, and I always tell my clients this, don't claim the DNA. Oh, well, my dad has heart failure and my mom has all these diabetes and all that, so that's what I'm going to get when I'm going to be this age. Well, if you tell your body that, then yeah, you're believing that. Now you're going to do it. And I tell them, well, why are you claiming that DNA? And they look at me like, what? I go, why are you claiming the DNA if that's not what you want? And it's changing the belief that's that's governing the energy field. When you change that, you have opened it up to whatever you want to bring in. And I gave you a simple example of something that I had going on. I've seen bigger ones, like I said, with cancer. The gentleman I was talking about earlier, he needed to forgive his father for something. He needed to do a forgiveness. When he truly did that, and I'm not kidding, I did one energy healing session with him for 90 minutes in August of 2006, and then 2 months later in October, he went in and got the full body scan because they were expecting it to be pretty bad. They couldn't find any tumors, and he had them the size of softballs. Now, you gotta tell me that's not a miracle?
Here's what I'm going to tell you. A couple things. It's so interesting that we're talking about this in this way, is because any of us that have had anything wrong with us, and I'm just going through this with a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, you know, who has to go and get a biopsy done, and you know, the conversation is about, well, my mother had this at this age, and I think I'm going to have her call you. Because, you know, part of this is being able to say, that may have been my mother, but that is not me.
Right.
So these are conversations, you know, for folks, you know, that are so important to have. For those of you out there, we are taking calls, 1-800-930-2819, to connect with Dr. Jen and I directly here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about miracles. We have folks on the phone. Randy, we'll get to you as soon as we come back from break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Think about this. What might be going on with you now that deep down, when you really get to the bottom of it, you don't think you're really going to get any help with? You don't think you're going to be able to change it? You think it's going to be the same old, whether it's your life, your prosperity, your health, your wellness, your spiritual practice, whatever you think that is. What is it about your life that's not working for you that deep down when you understand it, you still think it's not going to change? That's what this show is about. It's getting you some help so that you get to create the miracles in your life. It is our birthright. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the show.
To the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Today's show is a great show. I love being able to just kick this month off all about energy and miracles. You know, what a great way to do this. It's how do you know that you're in the moment of a miracle? And what happens when you think you're onto something that's going to be transformative and change, and all of a sudden it doesn't? What happens? Is it about it or is it about us? Dr. Jen Royster is joining us here today. I think, Dr. Jen, we should go to the phones. What do you think?
Hey, well, we're here to help. Let's do it.
Yeah. For those of you out there that want to connect and come on, get a live on-air reading with Dr. Jen Royster, 1-800-930-2819. Mr. Benny, let's go to the phone.
Yeah, let's head over to Seattle. We have Randa calling in with a fear question. Randa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Randa. Welcome
thank you.
To the show. You bet. How can we help
thank
you?
You. Well, I have ongoing post-traumatic stress, anxiety, and a dissociative disorder, and I have been working on this for years and years and years and have been very spiritually invested. I've made tremendous headway, but it's back again grabbing me by the throat, and so I'm looking for some external support.
Okay. Hi. Was it Randa? Was that your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to make sure I was pronouncing that correctly. I want to tell you something that a lot of people don't know about me. I had PTSD at one point. I don't anymore because I changed it by the methods that I'm talking about. And that goes back to when I was talking earlier, Pat, about I just had the clothes on my back and it was a survival thing. I had to recover from that. I know what it feels like to have that, and I want you to know that I am in there with you and I understand that. The other thing is the fear is huge because when you're in that, you're in survival mode. You have the startle. You just react.
Right.
You're learning, and the biggest thing is learning to become stronger, allow yourself the space. And something that a lot of people don't understand about this is that sometimes when you are overwhelmed, sometimes you do need your quiet time, and then people are worried because you're being to yourself a lot. However, you can shift this gradually. You're looking to do it maybe half step at a time. When you find that you're reacting to something, it's identifying, okay, that situation just made me go into fear mode and I'm a little reluctant of that. And then it's acknowledging it. And what I started to do was I learned, oh, wait a minute, that's me reacting like it's happening again or it's going to happen again. So I would immediately, and I'm spiritual, I immediately started working a lot with Archangel Michael. I said, Archangel Michael, can you help me? I'm having that fear again that this is going to hurt me. And I would have him come in immediately. And he has been one of the most important lifelines for me. I use him every day now. But when this was happening.
Okay, yeah, I have a relationship with Archangel Michael. That's a good idea.
Yeah. No, that's huge. That was what made me feel safe. It was like he's just such a strong, like, bodyguard to me. I started slowly, and I started allowing myself to approach things a different way. And I'm just sharing for you because I know what that's like. Everybody has something different that can cause the PTSD or the reactions. And especially just being in a crowd can be overwhelming. You're also working to shield up. energetically, visualizing that you have a shield around you, because when you're in a crowd or you're around something that you're feeling, when you go through something like this, you've absorbed a lot of energy into your field that's not yours, that's causing all of it to go disarray, and now you're shielding it so it can't get in there anymore. This has been the biggest thing that I've seen that people experience immediately, even if they don't believe in anything. I've taught people that don't even understand what it is, and I go, just visualize that you're in a shield that's all the way around you, everywhere. There's no opening anywhere. And they'll go, you know what? I started doing that when I got around this situation that was causing me anxiety, and they said, you know what? It really works. And just those two things right there, when you find that you're getting in over your head, is what it'll feel like. You know, you just start feeling that. Ask Michael to pull it away right away, because he'll help you when you feel like you can't do it by yourself. But as you continue to work with him, you'll find that you can gain strength. And now I don't even experience it anymore. It took me a few years. But it works, and if I ever find that I'm in an uncomfortable situation, I'm bringing it in and I'm wrapping it around me, and I can go right through. To me, that's a miracle. And where people don't feel like people can do this, I've worked with vets that have this. I've worked with women that have had this, that have had abuse. I have worked with a lot of people. They all tell me the same thing, that the shield and working with Michael has been one of the most productive, quickest, fast acting that will start to shift the energy. And then when you start to feel safe to be able to go out there, now you're putting out an energy that will attract in different experiences versus all that fear that's attracting more things to be afraid of. Does that make sense?
It does. And I actually have been involved with both of those type of things.
Okay.
So that's a good reminder.
Yes. And I mean, I don't think I will ever not use both of those on a daily basis, to be quite honest. Now that I'm just fine and strong, it's like, well, why would I want to take my shield off? Because it feels so, I feel so much stronger if I'm not absorbing all of that. It seems to blow, and this is my explanation of it, that type of trauma is not a mental disorder. It is a scar, so somewhat, to the energy or to the mindset that can be reversed and healed. And a lot of people think there's no hope. I don't believe that. I absolutely do believe it. I've seen it work with some of the vets coming back from Iraq. It's been unbelievable.
I agree. I feel like what's going on right now in our world and in our society is very multidimensional, and so our spirit is involved. Other dimensions of our lives, people think of them in terms of past life, present life, future life. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm having all these experiences that are interacting, and so it's real confusing. But using both of these two things, Michael, and for me, I use an egg shape in a different process, but these are really good reminders that you brought up. Having the multiplicity factor has been a difficulty.
Right.
So maybe I can set up my shield in a little different way.
Yeah, we are going through a lot of transition where more people are waking up and experiencing spiritual connections and I believe in most of it, but it's happening into a lot of people. Now they're like, well, what do we do with this? It does take you through a period of time where it's going to change up what you do believe in. And the thing is, you can believe that the fear has control of you, and then you can find, with these strengths and these things in place where you feel safer, you can gain strength to go, you know what? Fear doesn't have control of me anymore, and I'm not going to live my life that way anymore. And it's the most freeing thing ever. And the other thing, when you were talking about past, present, future lives, absolutely. And going into an awareness that, wait a minute, I'm feeling this reaction again. I'm feeling these things I don't want to feel. We've probably absorbed something from outside of ourselves that doesn't have anything to do with us. So immediately, when we ask Michael, say, can you help me get this off me? And you keep this shielded up, now you're not absorbing those things. We can be a little more vulnerable and have holes is the way it's been described. Sometimes there's holes in the auric field that can let things in, and we don't realize it. And even myself, if I feel like something got on me that I need to release, I immediately do that. Now that I'm doing healing work, I need to keep my field clear. But then it's like, why not? This feels so good. I mean, you just have so much more energy. You're also going to find out, and I'm picking up something, by the way, if you don't mind, if it's okay if I say to you, I'm picking up something in your field, that this is one of those experiences for you that even though it's been very, very tough, you are actually going to find that your future has a lot of wonderful things coming up in it, and you need to believe it. It's a belief. Things that are waiting to come into us, they're kind of like hovering outside of our energy field, and as soon as we remove that block, and fear will block it, okay? Fear that that won't happen for me, or fear that I'm not good enough yet, or I'm not strong enough yet. Things like that will hold miracles and blessings and wonderful opportunities in. When we go through something tough, that's what I call out of the ashes the phoenix rises. We'll go through things, we'll see things dismantle all around us, but out of that there'll always come up something else, because we just have to believe that it will. It won't if you don't believe it. And that's the biggest thing that I've been trying to work to get that out to people, is that it will. We just have to believe it will. And then it starts to open up these doors. But when we find ourselves afraid, like Randa's talking about, or we feel overwhelmed, or we feel all out of sorts, or there's too many choices, or I'm feeling pulled in a million directions, it's like, pull in, go inside what she called her egg, and pull in and just say, you know, I say this. I say, Michael, please wrap those beautiful blue wings around me and just hold me. Just hold me.
Beautiful.
And that's what
that's really great.
Makes me feel good. I get a sensation. I just got it just now. I'll get a sensation through my whole body, and it's the most comforting hug ever. So I tell everybody, go get one of those beautiful blue wing hugs, because he can hug you and he can hold on, and it's beautiful.
Alrighty, that would be great, having that feeling of comfort. And I haven't ever asked for that.
See?
But I have had Archangel Michael in my life.
Yeah, see, just being aware, like, oh, I haven't thought to ask for that. Being aware, oh, I didn't think to ask for that. And then it's exciting, because miracles happen that way. Those are the little miracles that go, you know what? Let me just ask. And boom, then you find the little miracles. Like, the fact that we have an amazing angelic realm that can come to us whenever we ask, to me, is a beautiful miracle that's available to everybody. That we have the choice to believe in something or not believe in it. That we have the choice to accept an illness or not. I mean, that's a very empowering, freeing thing. When we just release fear, you feel lighter, you feel freer. Freedom is in your truth, and you're going to be tapping into your higher self that knows who you really are and what you're about. And it can make you change maybe the way you go about your life. It did me. I changed a lot of the way I was, because now I'm not a people pleaser. And all those people that wanted me to be that way, which I love them, but a lot of them are family, you know, they moved on, and I couldn't be more loving toward them, but I've let them go their way. I go my way. But we are in a way that I feel free. I am truly being who I am. I'm very passionate. I'm getting wound up now, Pat. Here we go. I get very passionate about people understanding that they have choices, and they don't have to suffer. They don't have to choose to have tough lessons. You can actually choose to have gentler lessons. I mean, you can, but we hold ourselves back with skepticism, or maybe we're just, you know, I don't know, that's not the way I know it, or we're worried about what somebody else thinks. Believe it or not, the best thing I ever did was quit worrying about what everybody thought.
Oh!
It was the best thing
God.
Ever.
Oh, my God.
The best thing ever.
Hey,
I love
Randa,
you guys, but...
Randa, are you still with us?
I am.
Okay, I just
like the choosing gentler lessons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wanted to give you a moment to kind of reflect on how this feels for you now after this call. Would you take a moment and do that, Randa, for us?
Sure. Well, so for me, a lot of what she has said, I have done. And she has reminded me, I haven't been speaking with Archangel Michael for some time. And he was one of my contact persons. He was like in my... I had what I called a council of souls, and he was one of the people I would go to, and just due to work, and work is what has brought all this up, it was so demanding that a lot of what she's talking about, going to my council of souls, shielding myself with my egg so that it kind of held me within a protective arena and would sort of bounce away whatever wasn't mine. I haven't held that focus. I got distracted from that focus. And then thinking that I can actually choose gentler lessons, that's a good one. Slow it down a little. Because I was opening myself up so much to creating my future through radical faith, that I also had been placing myself in situations that I couldn't get grounded. I couldn't get my feet on the ground, and I had kind of over-positioned myself. Isn't quite the right way to say it, but I just ended up putting myself in a place that was too overwhelming and ended up kind of crashing. So now I'm also kind of tentative about restarting that kind of process, because I don't want to crash again or make it deeper, stickier, you know, kind of thing. So this choosing the gentler lessons, asking for that as I'm also trying to expand what I'm attracting to me so that it stays within more of a realm that I can take one or two giant steps, and I'm not ending up, you know, 3 miles out ahead of myself, is a good notion.
Just the gentler and allowing gentle experiences into your life. Sometimes we, when we go through that and we're recovering from that kind of trauma, we feel like we have to tolerate a lot of things. Maybe we don't want to watch the tough stuff on the news, or we don't want to be around that experience or watch those kind of movies anymore. I was very sensitive for a while. I've just changed everything. Everything changed, and I'm so glad it did. I found the gift in what I went through. And that's what I'm saying to you, Randa, or anybody else that might be going through this. Look for... this is my opportunity to change it up for something that I would feel better with. You know, like,
well, it causes a lot of compassion for people in a variety of ways.
Yes, it does. I mean, I can feel what it's like to go through that. So, and you can too. So,
All right. Randa, thank you so much. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Dr. Jen, thank you for taking that call. I want to spend a few minutes and talk about this and what we, you know, what we just shared for our listeners here, you know, in summary for folks. I mean, the question that we live in is, can we really do this for ourselves? You know, can we move beyond some of the things that have happened to us in our lives? And, you know, what can we do? You know, what did we just see as demonstration today? Because I'm kind of like Randa. I'm the kind of person that I have a big toolkit, but on any given day, when I really need to dig down into the toolkit and find something, I forget that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like you to talk a little bit about, you know, this idea of really integrating our emotions, our thoughts, and our spiritual practice, our spiritual crisis, as a way now for everyone to move forward, beginning like now. We don't have to wait for anything, do we?
No. It is, well, for me, another thing that works great is to add to your toolkit is, for some people, if they have too many things going on, is to write, get out the paper or type on the computer something and start writing out all this stuff. And then you're going to have this huge list. And then you look at it and go, well, okay,
this is, you know, this I don't know what to do with, so I'm just going to put this in a column that says spirit. I'm going to give this to God and universe. I can do this, but I don't know what to do with this, because those are the ones that we give the spirit that are usually overwhelming us or causing a lot of distress. We just don't know the future of that. We don't know what to do. It helps you in the physical world surrender it and give it to spirit, because that some of that control that we're trying to keep, we're trying to find a way to let go of it. So maybe we're having trouble forgiving grandpa for something. Put it over and give it to spirit on that column. Another thing that I found wonderful, and this one I heard was a beautiful story from a vet that came back from Iraq. He was Special Forces. He was having the hardest time just finding a way to get through those low days. He kept staying inside, and what he did was he found that he really loves to garden. Find something that you like to do. Now he spends all his time outside, what I call outside in the light. It's completely changed him, because now he's got his garden going, and he didn't even think he liked gardening. Explore the things that you don't think you really like I was saying. I didn't think I could ever run, but I finally right. said, okay, I'm going to try. You're going to find that a lot of things are going to come up, and you'll hear that inner voice go, well, you don't really like that. Well, how do you know? Is that really you, your ego, or a pre-programmed belief from somebody else that you don't like that? Challenge it. Challenge that and try anyway. Go ahead and give it a shot. You might find that there's a few things out there that you thought you didn't like or couldn't do that you're actually very gifted to do. You could do. You absolutely can do that. It's finding what works best for you, and finding a way to detach and identify, this is my energy, this is me, this is who I really am, and this energy that I'm feeling is not me. That's coming from somebody else or somebody else's beliefs. So that helps you identify, you know, when you're doing that. And putting the shield up helps you identify, this is mine, that's yours, because it's going to slow down that constant oversaturation of outside energy. And it gets all mixed up into yours. Now you don't know what your thoughts are, what is somebody else's, or what somebody else thinks of you, or do you believe what somebody else thinks of you? Things like that.
Yeah. Well, what I love about this is, you know, and it's really interesting, I was talking with somebody about this today, is how often we get to decide whether we're going to make decisions for our life that we know deep down in our gut, whatever you want to call it, intuition, gut, we know it's the right decision, but the world looks at it as being wrong. And being able to stand up for yourself in moments like that, I have found to be one of the greatest, greatest gifts or lessons. Starting from what you said before, generating with an obstacle or a crisis or something, right? Mm-hmm. And now here we are, really stepping out into the world. Thank you, Dr. Jen, for joining us on the show today. I'll take a minute again, if you don't mind. Yeah, let's give out your website again for people that want to, sign up and have a full session with you. Please let them know how to do that. Your website, and also about what the best way is to find out about your show.
Okay. Over on my website at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster, we have online booking, which is we found to be the easiest way, because we do private sessions, or I do. I say we because it's me and spirit, okay? You'll hear me say we a lot. But we do sessions with clients by appointment, and you can do that right online 24/7 because the clients are all over the world. We are opening up and beginning some workshops for particular different groups that may want to do group sessions. Some people want to do that, some people don't, but we have that going on. The show, I have all the show links and on my website, and they're also over on transformationtalkradio.com. And we are premiering July 11th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And on that show, we're going to be talking about hope. And I feel like this world needs a lot of hope and to be reconnected with hope. And it's hope, the glue that holds us together. And that's what we're going to be talking about on July 11th. So
I love it.
Either way, you'll be able to find me. I think the links to my regular, my main website are on the radio show page as well. So either way you find me, I'm here for you guys. This is why I'm here. And I get very wound up talking about it because I know that that's why I'm doing what I do. I'm supposed to be doing it. So I'm sure you're feeling that energy a little bit, Pat.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and you and I really, this is how we can help people take a message out into the world that is about hope. It's about hope, and it's about hope in action. It's something you do beautifully. Dr. Jen, thank you for joining me here today.
Thank
it was great
you.
To have you on the show. Wow,
thank
everybody.
Thank you so much.
What a powerful show. Dr. Jen Royster, everyone, this is just a taste of what her show is about and also what her message is about and the people that she helps worldwide. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you, Mr. Benny, for a great show. We'll see you next time on the show.
Gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.